Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith doesn't have to see. Faith doesn't have to feel. He said, don't be faithless. Be believing. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Well, he's convinced. Finally. Late. Why is he convinced? He sees. He touches. He sees and he feels. Jesus said, because you have seen me, you've believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. If you want to get into the blessing, you have to believe without seeing. You have to believe without feeling. How many want to be blessed? Blessed. You don't get into the blessing with this idea about seeing is believing. Well, when I see it, I'll believe it. When I feel it, I'll believe it. You won't get into the blessing that way. I mean, there's a bunch of people on the planet right now who will prove to me that God is real. You know, when I see Him, but when I can see Him, I can hear Him, I can feel Him. Well, what are they putting as their standard of reality? This is their complete standard of reality. If I can't see it with my eyes and I can't feel it with my hands, it doesn't exist. It's not real. Therefore, God's not real. There's no devil, there's no heaven, there's no hell. Why? Because the only thing that exists, the only thing that's real, so you have set up yourself as the judge of what's real, and your experience, your existence, is this long. Right? And you can adamantly and positively say, well, no, none of that exists. Why? Because I don't know about it. Because if I don't know about it, it don't exist. Well, there's a lot of creatures in the ocean you don't know about. Does that mean they don't exist? A lot of stuff out in space you don't know about. Does that prove it don't exist because you don't know about it? In fact, there's a whole lot of stuff you don't know about. That proves nothing except you don't know. Hebrews 11 and 1, we saw this. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And what else? The evidence of what? Of what? Things that are not seen. If it's faith, it deals with the not seen. Faith deals with what is not seen, not felt. Keep reading. Verse 2. By it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. By what? By the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's humorous, the lengths people go to deny God. The godless ideas about creation of the universe. It's laughable what people try to pass off as science. If you read some of the writings of those that are supposedly the most, the experts in the area, you know what you find again and again? We don't know. You read it long enough and you go, theory this, theory that, theory. You know what a theory is? If there is, you don't know. But we don't know. People that have any degree of honesty, that's where they wind up. And yet, they're sure God didn't have anything to do with it. They're sure of that. How can you be sure? You weren't there. How did it happen? Well, there was nothing. And then nothing exploded. Nothing exploded. What caused it to explode? There was nothing there. Yeah, it's a mystery. But we're sure God wasn't there. You're sure God wasn't there. Well, I'm sure He was. Yeah. And it's because I have chosen to believe this. And people have chosen to believe other things. And some of the things they call it science. It's not science. It's a belief. They believe it. It's not proven. It's not science. Real science, when you really begin to unravel a mystery of the universe, you know what you find? God. You're going to find Him there every time. And this is one of the great ones. The worlds were framed by what? The spoken word of God. That's, call it whatever you want to, the Big Bang. Nothing didn't just explode by itself. What happened? God spoke. That's what happened. He spoke. And such power was released that we have no idea of. Such power was released. Imagine a being of this magnitude is your Father. He calls you His child. That's my Father did that. You talking about bragging rights on the playground? Right. My daddy's bigger than your daddy? We got it, brother. We ain't no daddy bigger than our daddy. My daddy can whoop your daddy. Our daddy, beyond all record and measure. But that's how it happened. Genesis gives the account of it. He spoke, and it was done. It was released. Energy was released. Light, gravity, matter, we have so little understanding of these things. So little. And yet truths are revealed right here in the Word of God. Why am I talking about it? Because faith is the evidence of what? It's the conviction of things that are not seen. And read this verse again, verse 3. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. They were shaped. This is not chaos. I mean, you just have to be adamantly unpersuadable to look, people call our earth, we're so lucky. We're in the Goldilocks zone. Not too close to the sun, we'd burn up. Not too far away from the sun, we'd freeze. It's amazing. We have a moon. Without the moon, wouldn't have the seasons, wouldn't have the tides, and it just happens to be in the right spot, and just happens to be the right size. It's amazing how lucky we are. And how did it happen? Well, there was nothing. And then it exploded. Now you're laughing, but that's the theory. That's taught in our schools, taught in our universities. No God. No God. But don't bring up God. Well, the truth is, God spoke. And it happened. That's the truth. And it just doesn't wash that people talk about how lucky we are that life could form and life could develop. We have no record anywhere else in our solar system. And we, as far as we know, we don't know where else it could be. Maybe it's not. We're just so lucky, so lucky. You can take a salvage yard and you can set off C4 and you can blow stuff up for the next 50 years. You can have the biggest explosions you want and never, never in 100 million years when you stop blowing stuff up will there be a brand new Mercedes sitting there. Never. Never. There has to be someone to conceive it, someone to design it. Come on, are you listening? Someone to create it. Just like we do with stuff, because we're made in His likeness and image. But He did this by faith. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed. The things which are seen were made of what? What we see right now, what's it made of? Sometimes people say, God made it out of nothing. Well, that's not what this says. Didn't say it's made out of nothing. It's made out of what? Things. Things are not nothing. It's made out of stuff. But it's made out of stuff you can't see. Things you can't see. Go to 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. What was Thomas's issue? I have to see it. I have to feel it. Because if I can't see it and I can't feel it, it's not real. It didn't happen. I'm not going to believe He raised from the dead. I'm not going to believe He's alive. I'm not going to believe He's real. I'm not going to believe what He said. What y'all said about it. Of course, He had told them these things before He left. He'd shown them in the Scriptures. He'd talked about it. But Thomas is adamant, I'm not going to believe it. Why? Because his basis for belief is this material world. What I can see, what I can feel. If he can't see it, he's not going to believe it. If he can't feel it, he's not going to believe it. And the Lord said, don't be unbelieving. Don't be like that. Well, if the Lord said, don't be like that, don't be like that. Have you ever heard people say, well, I'm not going to say I believe I've got something I can't feel. If I don't have it, I don't have it. That's exactly like Thomas. I'm not going to call my bills paid and I don't have the money. I'm just real.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.